Welcome to Smosh World, where serenity manifests optimism, sparking hope. I'm your host, Nathan the Creator, and today we're diving deep into the intricate web of teenage choices, the complexities of love, and the journey towards acceptance and moving forward. As teenagers, the decisions we make often feel like the weight of the world on our shoulders, from career choices influenced by our parents to the variety of paths we can take in love and relationships. Every choice shapes our future. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth, where we learn to navigate the winding roads of life with courage and determination. But sometimes it just feels as if like people do not understand that being a teenager, everything that we feel is just exactly the same as everything an older person feels, if not more, because our emotions, our feelings, we are just beginning to experience them for the first time, so they're multiplied, a quantity that cannot be quantified. Love, a word that holds infinite meanings and emotions. To be loved, to love, and to experience heartbreak. Many older generations underestimate the depth of young love. As teenagers, we feel its intensity in every beat of our hearts, I should know. Our experiences, though sometimes they are not what we wish them to be, are valid and shape our understanding of relationships and resilience. In the pursuit of serenity, we found hope in the face of adversity. Each obstacle we overcome, each setback we endure, fuels the fire of optimism within us. As we journey through life, let's remember the words of Nelson Mandela: "May your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears." And now, as we journey towards acceptance and moving forward, let's embrace the beauty of our imperfections. Imperfections, like, what does that mean? Imperfections. I feel like you are perfect. You always have been perfect. You are perfect. And you always have been. You always will be. It doesn't matter what anyone else tells you, because if they too believe that you are not perfect, and that means that the beauty within you, the beauty outside, everything you are, everything you believe in, your dreams, your ambitions, the next time somebody tells you that you are ugly, remember to remind them that me and you were created in the same image. No matter what you try to change, me and you are the same. And what you see on the outside doesn't determine who I am in the inside. Embrace the beauty of our imperfections and the strength within our vulnerabilities. Life is a mosaic of experiences, and each piece contributes to the masterpiece of our existence. I mean, existence. What would it be without the pain, the struggle, the hurt, the pain, the love, the joy, the mystery? Like, where do we go after death? Our ancestors believed that there would be an ancestral place where people lived in harmony and peace. These days it's Christianity and many other religions who believe that we'll go to heaven. I believe that when it's all said and done, then there will be a judgment. When it's all said and done, there will be a judgment. We will all have to face the facts, and we were in this earth and what we contributed to this earth. Let's cultivate spirit of acceptance and empathy as we navigate the complexities of human experience. Human experience. What does it mean? What does it mean to me and or you? Human experience, choices, life, love, human experience. we all experience love. If we do not experience it, then we feel we do not have everything that life offers. Or at least that's my way of thinking. Because we have to understand that there are complexities of being human and the emotions, the life, living, being yourself, being myself. What does that mean? Being myself, I can be myself, yet I cannot be myself. Like, make me understand. I am only a 17-year-old boy who's trying to make it in this world. Like, make me understand. Is it truly, like, honestly, is it truly vulnerability, or am I just trying to be who I am supposed to be? Vulnerabilities. There are certain vulnerabilities that people have, they don't really always notice them. For example, there are people who are vulnerable to insults that may not be harmful if you do not take them the wrong way. And I mean, insults are meant to be harmful, yet there are those insults that just dig deep in our hearts. We do not react, but inside we are so angry, wicked, but we cannot, because who we are is far more to be continued. Thank you for joining us on Smosh World. Remember, serenity manifests optimism, sparking hope in every choice we make. Until next time, may your journey be filled with courage, compassion, and endless possibilities. I love you. This is Nathan the Creator signing off. Stay hopeful, stay optimistic, and keep spreading love wherever you go. Love.